A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Greetings, trashlings. Welcome back to another episode of Space Trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus. And I'm Sarah Armour.
And I'm Molly Malshine. We were just discussing Sheena Shea, her new song, Sweet and Sour. It is the musical equivalent of
but that's also like Matt Lauer did get laid and this song might get played.
This song is stuck in my head. Sweet like it's sour. But the thing is, this is the issue we've discovered with the music video. And we just need to, this isn't really going to be a full conversation. We just need to say it.
It's like a PSA.
PSA.
PSA as Jersey Girls, like blasting out to the world.
To all of us white people, you don't dance to the words of the song.
Right. That you dance to the beat of the rhythm of the music.
Yes. Like,
hello.
You're not just supposed to bounce up and down with every syllable that you're saying.
Literally, the only song that's acceptable with is the Macarena.
Okay. And what was
that? Anna papuri paregria Macarena. Te puri papela alegria cosa abuela.
Yeah, you're right.
Otherwise, go with the downbeat.
That's that. And then the other thing we were talking about, my roots, my hair. I just got my hair done like a week and a half ago, and I already have like 3-inch roots. And it's a balayage, so it is supposed to have a little bit of a visible root, but there's a clear line of demarcation. I'm going to need to get it color corrected. Now, Sarah, you were like, well, that brings up an etiquette question, hair etiquette. What was your question?
Okay, so my hair etiquette question is, and actually, I just want to say, side note, you didn't mention before that it was a balayage, which actually, in my mind, if anything, it could start even lower. But he actually colored it like it was just color.
Well, if it started lower, that would be ombre. Like balayage.
Oh, yeah.
Balayage should have some blonde hitting the root and others that are not, so that there's a seamless grow out. But this is like, you know?
Well, so the vibe it gives me is like 3 weeks old.
Yeah.
3 weeks old, which is like fine, but it looks like, you know, it does look like it's growing out. Now, here's my etiquette question. I bought makeup that exceeded my budget, but all in the name of beauty.
Oh, yeah.
What the lady at Sephora said to me after I was charged about $180 for stuff I don't need.
Hell yeah.
That if it doesn't like work for me, I can always return it within 60 days.
What?
I was like, no. So I said, wait. I said, if I open the lipstick and put it on my lips, I can still return it. She said, yeah.
Wow. I love Sephora.
I think it's one of the few benefits of corporate America where it's like they have enough money and stuff. Like,
also, it's not even an American company. So whatever.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Where is Sephora based?
I think it's French.
Oh, I think it's owned by Louis Vuitton, actually, the same like umbrella company.
LVMH.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how they sold me on using Sephora specific brand, unless there's something really special. But
yeah, it's French, 1970.
Yeah. It really got me rethinking consumer appropriateness. And so it's like, okay, when it comes to your hair, can you, in this, I guess in the same vein of like sending food back, if you said no chicken and there's chicken on it,
right?
Should you be able to go back to the salon and just say, hey, yeah, this actually was insufficient.
Yeah, you can do that. And I have done it, but it's so awkward that I choose not to. Because
yeah,
you have to sit there with the person that fucked it up to begin with. And also, the other question is like, do you really think if they didn't do it right the first time, they're actually going to get it right the second time? What changed in the last 9 days for this guy?
The only story that I have to compare it to is that when I first started getting color done and I was living in the city, I fell in love with this one blowout bar stylist. And then for whatever reason, I ended up like on his mailing list. And he was like, oh, now I'm like a color student at this salon. So if you want like cheap color, and I had never done color before, come see me. So I was like, okay. So he convinced me to do a slightly more red tone than my hair naturally is.
Which works incredibly for you.
When it is done well. That's the other thing. I think red, I mean, it's like, okay, I understand he was a student. It was not expensive, but like it did take a really long time. And in the lighting of the studio, he was so proud of his work that he actually pulled out a Nikon and we took headshots that to this day I use, but let me say they're in black and white and they weren't originally. But in the salon, the hair looked gorgeous. The minute I got home, Randy was shook. He was like, what the hell did you do to your head? In the light of my apartment, not only was it specifically Kool-Aid, but like opposite problem that you're having, the roots were bleeding into the skin of my forehead.
No.
Yes. But I felt so bad because this guy was so earnest. And I was like literally jacking him up. I was like, when I get on late night, you're coming with me to this dude. Like, you're my boy. You're my boy. Because I just loved his personality. But like, I will send you the funniest picture ever. You have a habit of sending really funny, devastating post haircut pictures where this, no, you have such a, when you send them, I save them all. I think they're the funniest pictures ever. I've never seen your eyes in any other circumstance be like, just, you're dead behind the eyes when you send these.
Well, I know what my problem is. I impulse book hair appointments. I use Treatwell. You can use Treatwell for nails, LVL. It's this thing that they have in Europe. It's like treatwell.com and you just look for whatever treatment you want. You find it in your area. It's great.
Oh, cool.
But not for hair. If someone is free at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday, the same day you're looking.
Yeah, they should be booked.
Yeah, you don't want them to touch your hair. So that's the mistake I make every time. And that's why when I go home in a week and a half to display my postpartum self to everyone of my loved ones, I hope to see you.
No, you got to get those. You got to get those.
I am going to be greeting all of these people, not only 10 pounds overweight, but with a bad haircut and a bad dye job. So This is the problem. Right. And I still can't get Botox because I'm still breastfeeding and I don't want to get lip into, like, there's nothing I can really do to improve my aesthetic situation right now. And I also spent so much money on this terrible haircut and terrible dye job. So I don't know what to,
But see, this is where it's like, I feel like what you should do. So I ended up calling this boy. And I won't even say now he's a man, but at the time I'm a boy and I recognize that. And I was trying to be gentle, but I just said, hey, I'm really sorry. But I noticed it the minute I left. And then Randy's reaction when I got home was, and he wouldn't even notice usually, like same as Nick, where he's like, why would you spend money on anything like that? Right. Like he was like, whoa, like he got Swalia, like Sims language. Like I have no, Swalia. like, emojis simply won't do. We're going into Sims language. And so he was like, you need to call him like right now. You need to call him right now. I was like, maybe after I shower with like some like sulfate, like, you know, yeah, shampoo. The color didn't budge. And it was just literally bleeding like tree roots into my skull or into my forehead. So I called him. I was like, hey, I feel like in the studio, it looked really great. But when I got home, I realized that I think the color is just a little bit off. Like it isn't what we had decided upon. So he was like, oh, no problem. Like come back in, I'll fix it. So then he did a second treatment on it. And it switched from teenager using Kool-Aid as an experiment to piss her parents off. And it switched into like Bulgarian, like, I don't know if I can say this, but Bulgarian, like mail order bride. Like it didn't.
Like red from Orange is the New Black.
Yes. Yes. Like the extremity of the wacky color didn't change. It just changed what wacky color it was. It was just now darker, but I couldn't possibly go back to him again.
Yeah. Was it, it was like that maroon color.
Yes.
That was really fake. Yes. When people get it, like the fake maroon red. Yeah.
Which
yeah.
Some people can pull off like in a weird way.
Who? I ask you.
Actually, my friend Val has like very obviously not a natural hair color hair. And like now, and she sent me old pictures of her when she was like just a natural blonde. And I'm like, wow, you are no other color but dark red Kool-Aid. Like,
yeah.
And actually my ex-boyfriend's stepmom, who the reference is because she's from Bulgaria. that is the like Eastern European like hair choice that she made. And she was like a ballerina, but with this like dark red Kool-Aid maroon thing. No, I think some people can do it. I simply cannot. So after the second time, not only was my hair also super fried because it was like super duper processed, but like I could never speak to him again. I blocked him on everything. And I'm sure he's not even listening to this now because he thinks I died.
Yeah. You really take your life in your hands when you follow a hair personnel on Instagram as well.
I got too close too fast. And that was a big lesson as well.
It's like now you're wedded to them for life. I followed this guy and he didn't, he's not team follow back. I was like, wait, what do you, what?
Now that's fucked up.
I'm sorry. What are you, Ken Paves? Like what?
No, Ken Paves would have started closer to the root, my dude.
Right. Now here's the other thing, the real kicker. I went to see if I could get extensions and because my terrible haircut is so blunt, they said I would need 7 packets of hair, which would take like an hour and a half to blow dry, and it would cost $1,000.
Oh no, the $1,000 is like haunting you like a ghost.
Yeah.
Everything's $1,000 if you want to do beauty.
And
everything.
I can't. And I was like, are you kidding me? It was cheaper in London. Like, it was literally cheaper for me to get my wedding hair extensions in London than this one in Dublin. And the girl was just like, yeah, that's, yeah. It was crazy.
I feel like the next move, and then we can follow up on the pate. The next move is, so I feel like you do need to call him back and just say like, hey, like, what would you say?
Hey, hope you're doing well. Bye.
No, but how would you say like, fix my roots for free?
I'm too awkward. I wouldn't.
But see, I think that I guess that's my question. Like from an etiquette perspective, is that, like, is that appropriate or not? Like when Sephora said I could wear this lipstick for 60 or 59 whole days and then bring it back, I was like, I maybe have been all the way off in terms of like expectation and just trying not to be like a problem for anybody.
Yeah. Well, when I got bangs, my girl Ashley in London, I wanted them shorter and I went back and she did it. Like they are supposed to do that. But like that was much easier because that wasn't like you made like a tactical error, like you really fucked this up in a bush league way. You know what I mean? It was just like, oh, let's make the bangs a little shorter because when I style them, they're in my eyes, you know, like.
Well, and I feel like the other thing too, what I've learned, especially being as close to Joanne as I am, is shout out Anthony DeVito's mom, Joanne DeVito, stylist of the stars since, you know, 1950 or something. But like she has, I know all about the stylist world. She's a master colorist. Colorists take their jobs. Like they would say that they're artists.
They're like chemists.
Right. And so like, if I'm like, I felt okay going back to my dude because he was clearly learning and I actually couldn't leave the house.
Yeah.
And then it was still bad. But I'll ask Joanne later. I'm taking her to the doctor later. Like, I'm going to say like, if somebody came back to you and said, I'm going to ask her about that etiquette. I'm curious. Cause it's like, I feel that like,
no, I'm telling you that you can do that. It is the thing.
You can do it, but they will be insulted.
Yeah. Right. For sure. Well, it just depends if they're a really professional person who won't take it personally, who's like, yeah, let's take another whack at this, or if they think you're an idiot for suggesting that they messed up. Like, you just don't know what kind of person you're dealing
with. Or the alternative is they have no thought about you, but they're just like, I suck. That's what I think happened with me, where he was like, I suck. I'm not good enough. Let me try again. And then he was coming from a place of fear where he actually made it almost worse.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do about my hair. So everyone, when I'm home, just don't judge me. We haven't talked about Kate Middleton being seen for the first time since undergoing surgery. This grainy photo of her near Windsor Castle, which is near London. She has black sunglasses on. Her hair is down. She has this very weird smirk.
The light smirk.
Friend of the pod, Michelle Collins, called it this look the Baba Duchess. Because she really looks like the Babadook. Like, she does not look like herself. And I don't want to dwell on how she looks because it's a weird picture. And the other thing, okay, here's what's the two things that I want to talk about. The sunglasses politics of the people riding in the car. And then the other thing is, obviously, the question on all of our lips, was this staged? Did they ask the paparazzi to do this? So first, let's talk about sunglasses. No one in Europe, well, Northern Europe, wears sunglasses besides me. I wear them and people stare at me like, who do you think you are? Stevie Wonder? What are you doing? Like, it's just not commonplace because everyone in the UK and Ireland, at least, they live under this idea that their country has the worst weather in the world, but it's not.
Molly, since you've been there, you've been posting nothing but glaring sun shots, if not a little snow.
I know. I'm sorry. We had an adorable snowstorm last week. And other than that, it's been unseasonably warm. If I was in the Northeast right now, I'd still be in sweaters and a parka. I only had to really wear a winter coat for January in Dublin. And
Wow. Now
I've been in, like, you know, sweatshirts outside. It's crazy. But everyone here is like, oh, we've got the worst weather. We've got the worst weather. It does not rain that much.
I don't think you do. No. I don't think you do.
I think they're comparing it to, like, Spain and Italy. That must be why, like, everyone in Ireland and the UK.
Well, that makes so much sense, actually.
Right. And I'm like, compared to the northeastern U.S., this is so mild. Right. Like,
right.
But anyway, no one wears sunglasses because they're in denial that they have sun. So
I just want to say real quick, though, per that point, you just gave me an idea. I'm just throwing it out there because, like, you know, it's a smorgasbord Pisces season. It is kind of a funny sketch idea. Like expat moves to London wearing sunglasses and, like, everybody just relates to her as though she's blind.
That is funny, but I don't know who would get it. Like, there's a tiny Venn diagram.
It's a niche. But niche is how you grow a following.
That's true. So in this car, it's an Audi. I think it looks like a Audi, like, station wagon or SUV. I can't really tell. I don't know cars.
SUV. I got an SUV Audi vibe, which I also thought was just funny because it's like, she's Audi.
Yes. Subliminal messaging. So
yeah, exactly.
Her mom, Carol Middleton, peace be upon her. We love her. The Kris Jenner of England
truly
is driving. She's driving with no sunglasses. Kate is wearing sunglasses. Now, does this provide evidence in support of our second question? Was this staged? I feel like I'm of two minds about this because the normal British attitude to sunglasses tells me that Kate wearing them is not a normal occurrence,
Wow. But
she is also one of the most recognizable people in the world. And she's trying not to be seen right now. She's trying to be incognito. So even if she didn't know the paparazzo was going to be there, she might've still been wearing sunglasses. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. And also, like, who knows what the recovery is like? I mean, sometimes when you're recovering from a major surgery, like, it's genuinely hard to sleep and you look baggy under the eyes. Like, sometimes you just want to, you know, like, and especially if she's not even planning on seeing anybody, she's not like, hang on, let me get my concealer, let me get my eyeliner. Like, I could see her just being like, fuck it, we're going in the car. Like, you know?
Right. Because you could say, like, she's wearing the sunglasses because she knew the photographer was going to be there and she wore them so that we, the people, wouldn't get a good look at her face. But I'm saying, I don't think that that's good enough evidence because I think she still probably would have been wearing sunglasses. Like, it would be like if you're going outside with a hangover or if you're going outside while you're sick, you're going to wear sunglasses because you don't want people to recognize you.
I didn't even think of the sunglasses as a, because, like, everything that I've been seeing is, you know, like, spiritual online, which is the most demented community online, has been posting close-ups of, like close-ups of the grainy photo with pictures of, like, normal pictures of her. And it's like, there also is some weight in her jowls, let's just say. And they're going like, this isn't even the shape of her face. But to the same point, right, after you have surgery, you might just be like, fuck it, bring me Chick-fil-A. I'm not even seeing anybody until June. So
I know. Well, that's why I said we shouldn't, like, talk about her appearance.
Right. It's like, who even knows? And we all change our look so often.
Yeah.
I guess to me, though, based on the sunglasses, what you're saying, I want to say maybe it was not staged. Or I guess I don't know. I guess the thing to me is, like, it's such a bad picture. And, like,
Right. The
one thing that I got out of Pisces Princess Rihanna's Indian wedding performance is, wow, these cameras can really fucking shoot close-ups. Like, what paparazzi? I feel like that is, like, a picture that some bro took on his phone real quick and, like, sold it to someone. Like, I feel like that's not a paparazzi photo. That's not someone with a professional camera.
Right.
That is literally like an, oh, shit, I did this, Kate.
And it's on Backgrid, which a lot of people erroneously say is the biggest tell for whether it was staged. It's not true that just because it's Backgrid means it was staged. It's not true at all.
Yeah, I don't get the sense it was staged. I really don't.
Also, if this was taken by a schmo with an iPhone, they still could have sold it to Backgrid. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. It's like, it's not a tell that somebody called the pops. It's a tell that maybe this is just, like, a little bit amateurish in terms of what's going on, whatever that means.
Right. Like, anyone can sell a photo, you know, like, And I want people to know that because, you know, when people post photos and videos that go viral and then news orgs are in the comments being like, can we run this on NBC News? Get that money, get some money from them because you're licensing something that you took, even if you're not a professional photographer, you know? But so, okay, the fact that it's Backgrid, I don't, to me, that doesn't prove one way or the other that it was staged or not staged, even though some people think it does.
I just think we've seen enough from Backgrid to know that if and when we have hypothesized that, like, I do think when Raquel was like outside of that hair salon, like, oh, you guys are just here and you want me to like speak my piece? Okay, here we go. And then like she pulls out like a speech that she's written for.
Right.
The quality of the photography was HD. Like that, those are high res photographs. That's a high res video.
Right. But then you could say, okay, this is low res. Could they have done it low res purposely to make it seem less like it was an organized professional encounter? Okay.
Oh, like that was like part of the production plan. Like, hey, okay, I'll let you guys take a picture of me. I want everyone to know I'm not dead or in a coma, but here are the stipulations.
Right. To make, no, not that it's a stipulation to make her look good, but to a stipulation to make it look less staged. If we use.
Well, right. That's what I'm saying. Not to make her look good in terms of beauty, to make her look good in terms of I didn't call.
Right. Like if we use an HD camera, it will look too staged. Here's the, now. So that to me is kind of like, it could go either way. Here's what makes me think maybe, this is the only thing that makes me think maybe it. No, there's two things that make me think it was staged. The first thing is the fact that there was only one photo released.
Wait, so you think that's a... I'm looking at the photo right now, sorry. You think that is a tell, like, this is staged? We have so many angles of Lindsay, Paris, and Brittany, the whole journey pushing themselves out the window and getting into the car and then in the car.
Right. Why is there one photo? Like, even if this was just a random onlooker who was walking through Windsor...
Right.
They would have taken more than one photo, you know?
And again, like a paparazzi camera is like, like we know the audio of like all the cameras, the flash bulbs going off and off and off and off.
Right. It's so that's the part that's a little fishy. The other thing that to me is maybe fishy is the fact that no British outlets published this. They all said, no, we're not touching it. It's a paparazzi photo. We don't publish paparazzi photos of the royals, which has always been the thing. They didn't publish paparazzi photos of Meghan and Harry either, even though they seem convinced that they were being stalked by the paparazzi 24/7.
Despite their deepest trauma, it actually wasn't what they thought it was.
Right. Like it actually only happens in.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
California. Oops. But oops. So like this makes me think that maybe like that's another one that could go either way, because you could say, oh, the palace knew that none of the British press would publish it, but it doesn't matter because if it's on Page Six and TMZ, everyone's going to see it anyway. Or it could be a point that it wasn't staged, because if it was staged, they would discreetly give the go ahead to, you know, some British publications to say, no, you actually can publish.
Yeah, this gives me much more of a sense of like a homemade, way far away dude who was like, oh, I think that's good. Scrolled all the way in on his phone without even thinking about like making the like, you know, the light settings or the depth of focus different in any way and like the special ways you can. And then was like, okay, I gotta like sell this.
Right.
Like it does seem like an unprofessional.
Yeah. Photograph. And I do think that Backgrid probably said, we'll buy one from you. We'll buy one photo because this photo sucks. I also heard from the grapevine that it's selling for like a very cheap amount.
Well, you know, bad picture, bad amount.
Yeah, but this photo should be the scoop of the century.
That's interesting. Wait, let me take that in. Maybe spiritual Twitter is onto something. It's almost like, okay, buying a Louis Vuitton bag on Canal Street. It's like, is it possible this is a fake?
It's not fake. No, it's not fake. Like, that is clearly them. And if it was fake, they would sue. They would be suing people and being like, this is, and they, or they would put a stop to it. Like, they would send a notice to all these outlets and be like, that is not them, you know?
It's just objectively sort of like a nothing burger of a photo. Like,
no, it's not.
It proves it's a proof of life.
I mean, it's a little Weekend at Bernie's too. Like, is it even a proof?
That's what I'm saying. I guess maybe right. It's not that it's weak. It's that like, it's like, it's not a good photo. It's right. Like,
I don't know if it really, that's the thing. Like, I don't think it was an inside job. I don't think the Royals planted it or tipped off this person, because it actually just put more speculation out there. You know what I mean? Like, it poured fuel on the fire.
Yes, I agree completely. The two things are, number one, even if you want to pretend like you didn't call them, if you were calling someone to, I just put lipstick on for this Zoom between us. Like, she would have thrown a little rouge and lip on, you know? Like,
right.
She really is wearing no makeup. They're both wearing no makeup.
Right. Like, it wouldn't, yeah, I agree. Now, there's a secret third option that most people don't know about.
Oh.
When I interviewed a paparazzo who used to shoot Kim Kardashian every day in the beginning of her come up, he told me that, no, they did not have an agreement. She did not, quote, call the paparazzi on herself, but he was in the same place every day and she walked past him at the same time every day because she knew that he would take pictures of her and she knew that it would go into TMZ or the Daily Mail or whatever. So I think more so than people calling the paparazzi on themselves, I think it's more sort of a gentleman's agreement. Like, it's an unspoken thing where you know where the paparazzi are lurking and you go there. So it gives you plausible deniability so that you can say, I would never call them on myself. But, you know, like, if you go to Nobu, you know, they're going to be there. This guy was at, like, near Kim's house every day and she didn't have to go past him every day. And she would smile at him and she'd be nice to him. So,
well,
that's the secret third possibility, that they knew a photographer was lurking around there and they drove by. But it's Windsor. There's no paparazzi in Windsor.
Yeah,
so I don't.
Okay. Let me throw a fourth option out there, actually. Thinking of all of this, you're really getting my juices flowing. I love to podcast with you. We matched on Human Design. Okay. But here's a fourth option. What you said earlier in the pod is ringing in my mind. Mrs. Middleton, what's her name?
Carol.
If Carol is, in fact, the KJ of the UK, is it possible that Kate had no idea what was going on, but in an attempt to do many things, but especially because I imagine it would be really hard to be a mom opening up the tabloids every day, reading that your child is dead or in a coma or something.
That wasn't in the tabloids. It was on Twitter.
Oh, I feel like it was also in America. There was a lot of like speculation.
Yeah, but it was only on social media. No one was printed. That one Spanish publication did. And then they put a stop.
They really had some fun. Yeah. Better weather and better tabloids.
But so you're saying maybe Carol staged it? No, there's no way.
Well, not even that Carol staged it, but Carol rolled them around that block. Because she was just like, hey, for the record, my kid's alive.
No, she wouldn't do that. The thing is, like, the Middletons absolutely treasure their connection to the royal family. And they would never, ever, ever do anything to jeopardize it. And something like that would jeopardize it. Like,
why? Because it would be just too hungry, too thirsty?
Because it's not approved. It would be extremely thirsty. Like, and it's not to say they're not thirsty, but they know how to cover it up. As much as humanly possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, that wouldn't be, she wouldn't have done that. And also, she didn't have makeup on.
Yeah, right. That's true. Yeah. Carol would have also had a lip and some rouge on if she knew that she would have at least had her own on. Right. They both were not. I feel like this was totally a random person on the street picture who sold the tobacco.
I think so too. And I don't know why Kate doesn't have a hat on or something. Like,
I think that everything you're saying is pointing to this was not meant to be photographed.
Yeah. Even though I have to say, like, it would be like, I think they have in the past slipped things to international publications to give themselves plausible deniability instead of letting like things that they knew the British tabs wouldn't run out of deference. They have, I think, done that before. I can't think of a specific example, but I'm pretty sure that it has happened. But I don't think that this, like, I don't, the fact that none of the tabloids would publish this, they all were like, no, it's her privacy. It's a violation of her privacy. We're not publishing it. I don't think that proves one way or another whether it was inside job, you know?
How funny though, just like side note, these are like, correct me if I'm wrong, are these the same people that just like posted pictures of her tits?
Who?
Kate.
What do you mean? No, she didn't post pictures. What are you talking about?
No, wasn't there a, didn't she sue the press for posting pictures of her on like a, like she was topless on a vacation balcony?
Yeah, a French magazine, yeah.
Oh, French magazine. Okay, right. So right, the Southern, like Southern Europe is balls to the walls. Whereas, like, actually, like, the United Kingdom of Britain is, like, what the
fuck? They want, they don't want to get on the palace's bad side. That's the thing. Like, they just really want to be deferential to the palaces, you know?
I could also see the French, like, publication specifically being like, everybody's naked. We love nudity. You know, like, I feel like they
also,
don't even know.
Also, France is, yeah, France is very anti-monarchy, you know, Les Mis and all. So,
oh, right, Les Mis. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
They have a republic.
Now, okay, the only other thing I want to say about Kate is that after this low-res photo of a girl in glasses that we think is Kate was posted on the official Royals website, they updated, I believe it was the Trooping of the Colors in June, that she would be attending. And then within 24 hours, they also took her name off. What is that about? What's that about? What song is that? It's from our childhood.
I thought they put it back on.
They put it on and then they took it off.
They're probably just figuring out what they're going to do. I don't think it's really like that crazy.
I wonder, though, if that was like some kind of a reaction to, I just like, I love thinking of British people, especially royal British people being like, ooh, like, ooh, 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 like just like walking fast and talking fast and trying to figure out what to do with that. This photo's been like, I love thinking of them in a frenzy. I love thinking of them.
But like, they're never in a frenzy ever.
You know, the Downton Abbey, like the under the house staff is, no?
No British person has ever been in a frenzy. It's actually... It's not in their genes. They can't.
Maybe that's why Guy Ritchie puts Guy Ritchie in the name of all of his movies, because he's like, hey, check it out. Really fast-paced British stuff coming at you. Only me.
Right. Like, this is a work of fantasy.
Yeah.
And you can expect that with a Guy Ritchie production. And also, they're not lying. It's just an abdominal surgery. And I think it's an intestinal problem. And you're all being real. Like, all the speculation is, like, so uncomfortable because I think it's just, like, an embarrassing procedure. That's it.
Dude, I could kill every publication that is posting speculations about Rose stole my shoes, Hambury. Yeah. Like, fuck you guys.
Who? What publication is doing that?
I think I sent you some.
Oh, yeah, you did. You did. Okay, we have to move on. Did you see the reports that Jonathan Van Ness is a monster with rage issues?
I did. So the reason that I actually didn't send that to you, even though I do send you a deluge of stuff all the time, is because I've never watched Queer Eye.
The new Queer Eye. It's a little too saccharine for me. It's not really bitchy enough. They kind of are very...
The irony of what you just said.
I know. Like, Jonathan, put the rage issues on screen. Maybe I'll friggin' watch the show.
Literally, bro. That's how reality TV works, my dude.
Yeah. But they said there's a real emotion of fear around them when they get angry. Now, Jonathan uses all of the pronouns. He, she, and they. So...
Love.
The Rolling Stone story this came from kind of switches throughout. But anyway, it says there's a real emotion of fear around them when they get angry. It's almost like a cartoon where it oozes out of them. It's intense and scary.
Well, okay. So while you were saying this, I obviously pulled up the chart.
Okay. Yeah. Tell us the chart. Okay. 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 Wait. I need to guess what it is. He's got to have Aquarius because I don't think anyone could identify as every pronoun without Aquarius in their chart because it's the be all and end all, you know, it's like, uh-huh. It's the bird's eye view. It's seeing everything at once.
Hearing your astrological know-how makes me feel like I have like value in this world. Cause I'm like, that is correct.
Thank y'all.
It is the bird's eye view.
Yeah. I think Aquarius, there's gotta be some Gemini because obviously they are presenting two faces to the world, one on TV that's sweet and cuddly and doing cartwheels, and another that's a rage monster, allegedly. So, okay, Aquarius, Gemini, this chart is already terrifying. And then I think when I hear rage, I think Aries. So that's my third guess, but I'm not wedded to it. Are you? You look like you're.
I feel like I literally just came. Like,
that's what she looked like.
Oh, Molly.
All right, tell me how right I got it.
Hang on, let me get a cigarette. Let me relax into this greatness. Whoa. Now, here's what I want to preface this with before I dive in. Here we are on March 6th, approaching number one. Maybe on the Patreon we'll get more into it, but starting March 7th, we're in a highly Uranus, lifestyles rich in Uranus, 7-day, like, lightning bolt spree starting Thursday. But all of this is gearing up for the Pisces new moon that really is our entrance into the Libra Aries eclipse season that will take us through the next moon cycle and a half, right? So all eyes on Pisces, all eyes on Aries, all eyes on Libra. Now, what did you get right here? Number one, Gemini rising.
Okay.
Jonathan Van Ness, Gemini rising. Go, Molly. Go, Molly. Sun in Aries.
Oh, my God.
Go, Molly. Go, Molly. Now, here's where we get a little astro lesson if you're all keeping up. Jonathan Van Ness has a very prominent dominant Aquarius, but what it is his midheaven, his MC, his legacy is in Aquarius. So actually at home, I think he's just like, call me daddy. But for TV, he's like, I'm all the pronouns. And then really, please don't get offended. I'm literally just trying to be funny and speculating. But what I find to be the most exciting about this, above all, aside from your greatness, is, and it's also such a Pisces thing to miss your own damn self, Pisces rising Molly over here, Jonathan Van Ness, his moon is in Pisces. And we are coming up literally in like 3 days. We have 2 to 3 days, the Pisces new moon. And he's a Pisces moon.
Wow. Okay. That's amazing. But where's the Aquarius?
His midheaven.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So his legacy is I'm all the pronouns.
Yeah, definitely. That is Jonathan's legacy. 100%.
Do we have any examples of in what way he was like, I'm loving this. I mean, I guess I'm not loving, but there's that story of who's the one that the Shia was with or is with.
Well, we love anything unexpected. We don't love
Uranus.
That this bad press, right? We don't love this bad press befalling Jonathan. We just love the tension between what we thought and what is coming
Correct.
To light. And it's not been confirmed. He hasn't commented, but something sort of damning is that from a journalistic perspective is that Rolling Stone asked all of his castmates to comment and none of them did. So,
whoa, they're really scared of him. He is a monster.
Well, I mean, like,
nobody said he's great. He's super nice.
Right. The email they sent would have said, oh, we are doing a big story on the culture on the Queer Eye set. And specifically, they may have mentioned, they may not have mentioned, but like, if they wanted to really get all their ducks in a row, they would have mentioned it also has allegations about Jonathan Van Ness being a rage monster. So would you like to comment? And then like, if it, you know, if that was in the email and if it wasn't true, they would have been like, no, he's my friend. I love him. Blah, blah, blah.
Or like, no, he's a rage monster. He's a rage monster. Don't ask me to comment.
Right.
That's like literally reminds me of like when like the cops come to the door and there's like a gunman behind your back and you're like, everything's fine here, officer.
Right. But also like it could all just be, there could just be a bunch of people who dislike Jonathan a lot and they have a conspiracy to make him look bad. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? But I agree with you. The only issue is like there are no specifics in this story. And in the Rolling Stone story, it doesn't say like, oh, he threw a coffee mug at someone.
I would like some receipts is what I'd like.
Yeah. He's a yeller, it says, which I really, really hate that trait in a person. But
he's an Aries. He's not a yeller. He's an Aries.
Right. My mom's an Aries.
They just talk loud.
Yeah. The thing is, like, also some people are raised in an environment of yelling. And so, like, they don't really.
Right.
They haven't gotten the memo that it's not okay and that it's sort of threatening behavior. So they just go into adulthood and keep yelling. And, like, maybe Jonathan didn't know that that wasn't chill. Maybe Jonathan thought that, like, all the people around him were doing a really bad job and doing it to thwart him. And that's why he was getting incandescent with rage. Like, I don't know. Right. I do still need to hear Jonathan's side of the story, especially knowing that he's an Aries.
Can I tell you something astrologically fascinating, though?
Yes.
So the example that I was going to give of an allegation that at the very least, like that's what, so I don't love the allegation, but I love the specifics of the allegation, which is that currently actress Mia Goth is getting sued because apparently in the shooting of what was it called? Like Annika, that's like a Welsh crime drama. I don't remember the name of the show, but I'll look real quick. But Mia Goth is getting sued basically for somebody is claiming that she abused the extras, and specifically one who's suing her, she kicked in the head during a scene.
Jesus.
But what I find fascinating about this, above all, is that she too, like Johnny Van Nee, is a Pisces moon. And this news just came out that the guy was officially suing her in the last few days. And this is all edging up towards the Pisces new moon this weekend. And both Mia and Jonathan, Pisces moons, are being accused of onset violence, essentially. We don't really have receipts for Jonathan. We do have somebody's very specific story, like she kicked me in the head on purpose, which is an insane. I want to see the video. It's a film shoot. Show me the tape. But she's now fighting him in court, or apparently she's set to fight him in court because she's like, I did not mean to kick you in the head. But he felt that.
Yeah, I need to understand why she kicked him in the head. The thing just says defendant Goth intentionally kicked plaintiff in his head with her boot while she was supposed to be walking over him in a scene. Well, how do you know it was intentional?
Well, that's the whole thing. And what I think is so interesting when we're having this Pisces season edging up to the Pisces new moon conversation, that is such a Pisces. This is such a Pisces thing, because first of all, when we're talking about the Pisces Virgo axis, we are talking about the sort of, and again, like trigger warning, I guess, for my words, but like we're talking about like sort of like the slave and master axis. And the biggest, I think one of the big misunderstandings of the Pisces Virgo axis is that like Virgo is the master and Pisces is like the slave, and it's no the other way around. Pisces is the overlord and Virgo does the work that it's told to do. So Pisces, on the best case scenario, is the most spiritual. It's music, it's the arts, it's the master. But at worst, it is justifying abuse. And it's super confusing about what's going on. That's why I always get nervous whenever these, and I love Pisces people, but when Pisces men come into my life, unless they're like, oh, I'm ready for marriage and kids, I have like one eye open when I sleep with them. Cause I'm like, what are you saying, but not saying? Tristan Thompson, great example.
So you're just laying you there know, like Popeye with one eye open and one eye closed while you guys are
I'm asleep. I got spinach in one hand, putting it in my mouth. It's like, yeah, but, I'm intermittent fasting, but only while I'm sleeping. Mm-hmm. But my eating window is the whole time I'm sleeping, essentially. But, edibles. But anyway, I think it's just really interesting that these two Pisces moons, as we approach the Pisces, and at the moment in the sky, the sun is conjunct Saturn in Pisces. So I think it's fascinating that the Pisces moons are all of a sudden having their tails held to the fire, so to speak, where it's like, do you need to actually experience consequences or repercussions, Saturn, because of how like actually like abusive as a overlord you were being?
Wow. Well, I think that's a lot for everyone to think about wherever Pisces is in your chart, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I sent it to you last night. Kristen Stewart wearing the Bianca Censori outfit of last week, and the press was drastically different.
I know. Well, I think the difference is Bianca Censori has a Girl Interrupted haircut, and everything she wears looks crazy. That's it. She looks crazy.
I was thinking it was a titty thing.
Oh, maybe it's the titties, but I think it's more her general aura of, and she might be putting this on, like, obviously, she and Kanye, they like us to think that they're in this weird Dom sub thing going on. Pisces, Virgo.
It's clearly performance art, though.
Right.
And also, Molly, Bianca Censori is a Capricorn.
Ew, that's so weird. I don't believe that.
No, I don't think it's weird. I think she knows exactly what the fuck she's doing. You know why? Yeah. Because where is her moon? Pisces.
Oh.
Pisces moon, Bianca Censori.
That's crazy. Wow. Yeah, I just think...
This is a real Pisces moon episode, like gearing up for the Pisces new moon. I'm so thrilled at how Pisces moon this turned out.
Yeah, she's like acting, and she's acting like she's uncomfortable. And she's lobotomized. And like, I think that's why it's weird. And then Kristen Stewart is wearing the same outfit on a red carpet, doing her job in control, giving off the aura of someone who's in control. And that's the difference.
So interesting.
And the girl interrupted haircut. I'm sorry.
Like, that's such a funny thought. We started with hair. We finished with hair. Always a perfect Harold. But that's so funny. I didn't even think of that. But right.
Harold.
Harold. Oh.
I got to go. Join the Patreon. Patreon.com/Space Trash Podcast.
Harold.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash, but the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.